Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Tzadik Dalet. We're starting from the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah is discussing the halacha of kibbutz begadim, that when Adam Chatas, when the blood of the carbon Chatas gets sprayed onto a beged, onto a garment, there's a halacha that you have to wash the garment that's in the pasuk. So here we're discussing, what if it's not a garment, a cloth garment? What if it's an ar, it's a leather? So the Mishnah says, nida zala ar, if it's sprayed on the ar, on the hide of an animal, actually hufshat, if it was not yet skinned off the animal, the hide is still on the animal, enitan kibus, it does not need to be washed. That's not called a beged. There's no halacha of kibbutz in that case. A mishahuvshat, once the hide is removed from the animal, it's skinned, it's flayed from the animal, so then, ton kibbutz, devar Yehuda. Even though it wasn't processed in any way, it was just removed from the animal, already it needs kibbutz. Rabbi Elazar aimer af mishahuvshat. Rabbi Elazar says that even after the or is huvshat, it still does not need kibbutz. And as Zemar explains, the kibbutz would only be if the ar is processed and made into a keli, it has the halachic designation of a keli, then it would require kibbutz. And the Gemara explains the Svaras HaMachlekes that they learned it out from Beged. The Pasuk says Beged, the Pasuk does not say ar. Ar is learned out from a ribui, and it has to be dumi de Beged. So the Tanaim are arguing, in what way does it have to be dumi de beged? Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be dumi de beged that it's roi lekabel tumah. It's possible to be mekabel tumah. Mashengin Rabbi Elazar learns out it has to be dumi de beged that it is mekabel tumah. Now, when you have a ur, which is removed from the animal, it's not yet mekabel tumah because it's not processed. But if you decide to use it as is, then it could be mekabel tuma. Taisus has a long arichus, a gemara in Shabbos, which is mashma, that as long as it's lach, as long as it's still moist, so then it can't be mekabel tuma, even if you chishev alam. Taisus talks about it. Al kapanim, that's a pshat in our gemara, that as soon as it's huvshat, if you would decide to use it as is, it would be mekabel tuma. So if that's what we're learning out from Beged, that Beged has to be something which could be Mekabel Tumah, could potentially be Mekabel Tumah, doesn't have to actually be Mekabel Tumah. So Ar, as soon as it's Hufshat, could potentially be Mekabel Tumah if you decide to use it as is. Now Shengen Rabbi Eliezer holds that no, that the Beged means something which is actually Mekabel Tumah, not just potentially Mekabel Tumah. So to Ar, even if it's Hufshat, even if it's skinned off the animal, but since, generally speaking, you would want to process it more, therefore it's not mekabel tumah until you finish processing it to what you want it to be. So therefore, he holds it has to actually be mekabel tumah, and therefore when it's hufshat, it still does not have a din kibbutz. Now the Gemara asks, "Mai beinayhu?" And Rashi and Taz explain, lefi the way they're learning, of course, they're arguing about the case of ar. When you have an ar that's hufshat, you have this skin that's already skinned off the animal, but it's not processed in any way. So they're arguing, because Rabbi Yehuda says that could potentially be mekabel tumah, al yidei machshava. And Rabbi Elazar says, that's true, but since it's not actually mekabel tumah, until you either have machshava or you process it, so therefore it does not need kibbutz. So what does the Gemara mean, mai beinayu? So Rashi and Taz explain the following. They're both darshaning dumya de beged. They're both saying that it has to be compared to a beged. Rabbi Yehuda understands that when the Torah says beged, it means something which is potentially mekabel tumah. And Rabbi Elazar understands that when the Torah says beged, it means something which is actually mekabel tumah. So what is the case of a beged that they're arguing? And what is the case of a beged that could potentially be mekabel tumah, but it's not actually being mekabel tumah? So now the Gemara has three answers, Gemara has three Amiron, which say a case of a Beged, which is potentially Mekabel Tumah and not actually Mekabel Tumah. The first is a Abaye that says if you have a rag a remnant of a beged, that a cloth that's less than 3 etzvayis by 3 etzvayis. So pashtus from our sugya. Now it sounds like a beged which is less than 3 etzvayis by 3 etzvayis. Normally, when you have a beged which is more than 3 etzvayis by 3 etzvayis, minas stam, a cloth which is more than 3 etzvayis by 3 etzvayis is mekabel tumah, because it's roi for use. It's chazil aniyim, whatever the case may be. It's roi for use. It is mekabel tumah minas stam. Now, saying that there's a cloth lying around which is less than 3 etzvayis by 3 etzvayis, that's not considered roi. Minas stam, it's not mekabel tumah. But if you decide that you want to use it as is, then it is mekabel tumah. So that's the question. When the Torah says the word beged, is the Torah discussing even a beged, a very small beged, which is less than 3 etzvayis by 3 etzvayis? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. So therefore, it has, why? Because it's potentially mekabel tumah. So too, Ari Mishnah Hufshat already could potentially mekabel tumah if you decide to use it as is, if Yechishev Aleh. And Rabbi Elazar holds, no, that's not what the Torah is discussing. The Torah is discussing a larger beged, which would actually be mekabel tumah. Rava says that really they could be arguing about a larger beged as well, but a beged, where you have the material, you want to use it, but you want first to embroider it, or color it, and you don't want to use it until you've finished the decorations of the beged. So as such, the beged is not mekabel tumah, because you manufactured this beged not al das to use it as is, but only to first embroider it, create a design on it, and you're not going to use it till then, so it's not nigmar malachtai. But let's say you change your mind, and you decide that you want to use it as is, without the embroidery, so then it's mekabel tumah. So Rabbi Yehuda understands beged to include a case where it's not yet nigmar malachtai, you didn't yet finish the embroidery, and in that case, it's not actually mekabel tumah, but it's still considered a beged, because it's potentially mekabel tumah. You could decide to use it as is, and therefore he's married from that or Misha Hovshat. Hashem and Rabbi Elazar holds, it's not the case of the Torah. The case of the Torah is a full beged, ready to use, which is Mekabel Tumah, so therefore or also has to be that way. And the third man, the Omer, is similar. We're talking about a tablecloth. And Rashi explains that we're not speaking about a leather tablecloth, although a lot of times these utzas were leather, but there were some that were cloth. But you wanted to make a design around it, and make fringes, whatever it is, so there it's not nigmar malachtai. So that's the machlokes, that's a beged, which is potentially mekabel tumah, because you could decide to use it as is, but kol zman, you're planning on making a design, making the kitzua, so then it's not mekabel tumah. That's the Gemara, lefi Rashi and Tosis. The Rambam has a different mahalach, because the Rambam says that the reason why the Ar Misha Hufshat is Ton Kibus is because it's potentially Mekabel Tumah if you ma'abed it. If you process the leather, so then it's Mekabel Tumah. Now in answer to Isis Kasha, that Kol Zaman, the Ar is Hufshat, it's still Lach, it's just leather that's fresh off the animal's back, that would not be Mekabel Tumah at all. You can't have machshava of such art, it's really useless. It does need a certain amount of processing to turn it into a leather, which would be chazi lemizgalai, which you could use it as a blanket or a sheet or whatever the case may be. But the Rambam is saying a chiddush, not like Rashi and Tosis. And according to Rashi and Tosis, the only case Rabbi Yehuda holds its ton kibus is if there's a possibility of tumah without any additional processing. But just machshava, just a decision to use it as is, that would make it tame. That would, in such a case, you would say that it's ton kibus. But the Rambam is saying no. Even if it won't be able to mekabel tumah as is, but since you could process it and have it be mekabel tumah that way, that also is enough to be ton kibus. So the Mefarshim are bothered when Rava said the case of beged shechishev olav utzuri kebenayu. That Rava says the case where Rabbi Yehuda and Blaz are arguing about by beged is a case of a beged which you're planning on making a design. The Gemara says, and the one who says roi, it's roi because he boi mevatel le machshavte. If he wants, he could change his mind. He could be mevatel as machshavel etzayroi, And therefore, it's considered potentially royal lekabel tuma. According to the Rambam, why would he have to mevatel his machshava? According to the Rambam, the Gemara should have simply said, because he could continue and continue the process and be mitzayirit. Just like the Rambam says by Ar, it's considered mekabel tuma. I mean, it's considered potentially mekabel tuma. It's considered ton kibus, even though it needs processing. But because since he could do the process, that is also it's also included in its potential to mekabel tuma. So, oy bezoy, the beged shechishav olav l'tzayrei, why would the Gemara say that the reason why it's considered potentially mekabel tuma is because you could change your mind, you could be mevatel machshavtei and use it without being mitzayirit? Why don't you say simply, because you could be mitzayirit, just like the R is considered royal lekabel tuma because you could be ma'abit. That's the kasha of the mevarshim. So the Lacha Mishnah, in Ma'isek Rabbanus Perichas Halacha Hey, he says the Rambam only says that the fact that you could process it is considered that it's royal lekabel tuma when the derech of everybody is to process it. When the derech is to do this particular avodah, so the fact that you could do it makes it called potentially mekabel tuma. Masha'en kein a beged to be mitzayir, it's not the derech of everyone to be mitzayir to beged. You personally want to be mitzayir to beged. So there the Rambam doesn't consider it to be called royal lekabel tuma because you could be mitzayirit, because it's not necessarily the derech to be mitzayirit, even though you want to be mitzayirit. The Mishnah Lamelech, which is in Perek Beis of Milchas Kelim, he says that the Rambam learns beged shechishav olav etzura means a beged which you're not going to really use at all. The whole point of the beged is you're going to color it and use it as a dugma, use it as a sample in order to copy it or whatever it is. So such a beged, even after you color it, is not mekabel tuma. That's how he learns up the Mishnah in Kalim. The Perich of Dalet and Kalim is a Mishnah of the three types of begadim. There's a beged which is metame medris, and a beged which is not metame medris, it's metame tumas meis. And it says, a beged shechishav olav l'tzura, that's Torah and Gansin. The Rambam teaches that to mean a beged which you don't use at all. You don't wear it. You don't use it for any purpose. The purpose is just to look at, to be a sample. Let's say someone wants to know a specific color, so he has a beged with that color, so he knows to use this particular blend of colors to get the color of that beged. So as such, the beged, it's not the pshat that it's missing malacha. The pshat is it's a type of beged which is not tum. It's not tummy no matter what. And that, the Gemara says, that it's still called royal lekabel tuma, because you could decide that you do want to use this beged. You could decide not to use it as a sample anymore, and start using it as an actual beged. But ein chinami, if we're talking about a beged which is missing malacha, you don't have to come on to the fact that you could change your mind about the usage of the beged. The fact that you could finish off the beged will be called royal lekabel tuma l'das Rambam. So that's the Mishnah Melech states. The Mreime Sadin in the Siv has a different mahalach. He wants to say, he makes Kama Dukim in the Gemara this way. He wants to say that the Shitas Rambam, that the fact that you could finish off the Ur, could make it into a Dover, a Makabal Tumma, that's called Royal Lekabal Tumma, is Dafka by Ur. Because Beged doesn't have a shame Beged until it's pretty much finished to what it is. If it still needs processing, it's not called a Beged. Now, Shenkin R is called R. Even when it's on the Behema, he says, no, when it's on the Behema, then that's not what the Torah means, that it went on to the R. But the Pshat is, once it's taken off the Behema, so that's R, that's hide. So it's a different thing. So the way he learns the Machlekes or Blazer of Yudam is not by Beged, it's by R. By Beged, they're both maskim. And the fact that it could process it is not going to make it into a beged. But you're learning out R from beged. So the shaila is the beged what the Torah is talking about, something which could potentially be mekabel tuma? And in order for that to be called a beged, it would have to be fully processed, but you're saying that it's potentially mekabel tuma because it still needs machshava. So if the beged is talking about something which could potentially be mekabel tuma, it just needs machshava. So R also, which potentially is mekabel tuma, is good. And by R, it's considered an R, even if it needs more than machshava, even if it needs additional processing, but it doesn't affect the shame R. as long as you don't need it, should actually be mekabel tumah. So ar, every ar, once it's hufshat, is potentially mekabel tumah, because you could process it until it's mekabel tumah. Or is it pshat beged, that it's actually mekabel tumah. And then, the fact that you could process the ar wouldn't help, because you need it should actually be mekabel tumah. That's Bachas Yesa had the Netziv learns. So now the Gemara's discussion by beged is taka the same way of Rashi and Taisis. We're discussing a beged which could feel what it is without adding any additional processing could be mekabel tumah. But that is shtel tzuta ar, because beged, which needs additional processing, doesn't have a shem beged. Ar would have a shem ar. So if you would need that, it should actually be mekabel tumah. So mela, it's not actually mekabel tumah. You learn that from beged. So that's why it would have to be processed already. Hashegen, if you just need roi lekabel tumah, by beged you would need that it shouldn't be missing any processing. But by ar, it's okay, even if it still has to be processed. It has a shem ar, so the fact that it needs additional processing doesn't take away from the shem ar, nor does it take away from the thing that it's roi lekabel tumah. So that's two mahalchim in the Rambam. Pashas, the way to mefarshim loin lelecha, mishnah and mishnah lemelech. And the Rambam shtickle that ar is considered roi lekabel tumah because it could be processed would apply to beged as well. And they have to answer the shayla, why by beged, shechishav al v'tzura, the Gemara said that you could be mevatel makshavtei, why couldn't the Gemara simply say you could process it? Either the lecha mishnah, because it's not the derech to process it in that manner, or the Mishnah Lamelech, that beged shechishav v'tzura means a beged which is fully processed. It's rather not mekabel tumah because it's not used for anything, it's just used as a sample. But the Rambam Sada says, no, the Rambam only said it by ar, which has a shame ar, even without being fully processed. So there, royal lekabel tumah could mean, even if it needs additional processing. Mashenkin beged, it doesn't have a shame beged till it's fully processed. There the Rambam's maskim that if it needs additional processing, it would not be considered a beged to have the din kibbutz. Now there's another Yesaidis Lika Machlaikis in Hilchis Kalim that Agamara is Mavur, Lefi the Girsa of Agamara, that a matlis that doesn't have sholosh al sholosh, if you have a small rag, a remnant of a garment, a cloth that's less than 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis, when you achishav aleh, when you have machshav on it, that would make it be mekabel tumah. And the Rishonim and other places are bothered that there are stiris in this halacha. The Gemara in Sukkot after Zayinim and Beis is mashma very clearly that even machshava wouldn't help. The Gemara seems to name on that if machshava would help it be mekabel tumah, you would not be allowed to use the fischach. But if it's less than sholosh al sholosh, you could. And it's mashma that machshava wouldn't help. But there's a machoyim yishayim lemaisa about this. Rashi here is pretty clear that machshava helps. And that's also mefurish and taisin needed of samacham and beis. And it's not clear how they would learn up the Gemara in Sukkah. There's a Mishnah in Kalim, Perich of Ches, Mishnah Ches, which also is pretty clear that Machshava helps. And that would support Rashi here and Taizen Nida. Taizen Sukkah says that when you have a Machshava, which is Mechaches, Mitech Maisav, that helps. Machshava alone doesn't help, but Machshava that's Mechaches, Mitech Maisav would help. The Rambam explains that if he takes the cloth and he hangs it on a hook and he shows that he wants to use it, the Aruch HaNer says a different pshat there. The pshat is that he has an actual particular use. He has something which he wants to patch up with this cloth, as opposed to just deciding that I'm going to keep it around for any possible potential use. The Rashi and Kalim there, in Perich of Ches Mishnah Ches, he says that if all you have is a cloth that's less than Gimel Gimel, that can't be Mekabel Tumah no matter what. But the case where the Mishnah there says Gimel Gimel could be Mekabel Tumah Ne Makshava, and this is how we'll learn our Gemara as well, is talking about that you had a beged, and now the beged is full of holes, full of rips, and you only have less than a Gimel Gimel in one place, but it's still connected to the broader beged. Such a case, an ani might have a machshava to still use it, and then machshava would help. But the Rambam is mavur that less than gimel al gimel never works. Perich of Beis and Hilchas Keilim Lachav Aleph. Less than Gimel and Gimel Machshava doesn't help. Period. So in the case, we have like three shittas. We have Rashi here and Taisus and Nida, which is Mashma, that even if it's less than Gimel or Gimel, Machshava would help. And so Shaila had to understand the Gemara in Sukkot after Zayin. We have Taisus and Sukkot that makes a chilik. It depends if Machshava alone wouldn't help, but Machshava and the Keres B'Tech Ma'isav would help. We have the Rash that makes a completely different chilek. If it's just a cloth less than Gimel Gimel, Machshav wouldn't help. But if it's part of a broader beged, it's just ripped in a way that now only you have Gimel, you don't have Gimel Gimel Makamecha, then Machshav would help. But both of them are making chilukim that sometimes it would and sometimes it wouldn't. And you have the Rambam, which is Mash, whatever would help. Reb Chaim, in the Grach HaLashas, and in Nagoim, it's the Ice Tuf Yud Beis. He says that the Pshat in the Rambam is that he holds that Gimel al Gimel is a shear. The other Rishayim hold that Gimel al Gimel is the Pshat is that it's not functional. If it's not functional, so you can make chalukim that sometimes it would be considered functional. Or Machshava could help because you decided to use it. Or at least Machshava when it's in the Keres B'Tech Ma'isav would help. Or if it's not just the Gimel al Gimel, it's attached to other things, so maybe then Machshava would help. But the Rambam holds as a shear. It's a shear, Lach L'Meshi M'Sinai, that a cloth is not metami unless it's Gimel al Gimel. Oy B'Zay, Machshav would never help. Now in the Rambam, it's Shreya, so what's the Pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Mefurish, that Machshav helps. So the Karen Ayri says, that the Rambam will be Geirish in our Gemara, instead of Shalosh al Shalosh, meaning a Tzvais, he'll be Geirish Shleish al Shleish, meaning Tvachim. A beggar that's less than 3x3 Tvachim. So this Gemara is assuming that that's not necessarily Mekabel Tumah, because it really doesn't have much of a function when it's less than 3x3 Tvachim. If it's more than 3x3 Tvachim, then it's Mekabel Tumah Min Hastam. But if it's less than 3x3 Tvachim alone, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. It would be called like a Sheva Keli. Except if you have Machshava to use it, then it would work. But a lot of times, the Ksavyan said Gimel al Gimel, it's something that's hard to tell if it means it's Spice. Or it means Tvachim. Shalosh al Shalosh would be a Tzbais. Shleish al Shleish would mean Tvachim. According to the Rambam, you'll have to say the Gemara's Girsa is Shleish al Shleish, and it means Tvachim. But Reb Chaim, in the Grach al Hashas, so he mentioned, wants to say a different Pshat. He brings down the Taizen Shabbos, on Daf Samach Gimel Mebeis, the Gemara there says that Ur Kol Shehu is Tamei. And Taizen asks the Kasha, why do you need Gimel al Gimel? So Taizen says, when it's a complete Beged, then you don't need Gimel al Gimel. When it's tam a cloth, so a cloth has a shear of Gimel al Gimel. Mashenka, when it's a complete beged, then even a kol shu is tummy. So Reb Chaim Tain is, that when the Rambam says that Gimel al Gimel machshava doesn't help, it's just a cloth, and like Reb Chaim holds Gimel al Gimel as a shear. And Memela, even machshava doesn't help. Mashenka, if you make it into a complete beged, even though it's less than Gimel al Gimel, that the Gemara says, Ur Kol Shehu is Metame. On that it wasn't said the Shev Gimel Gimel. So the Ram L'Shitasai, he holds, you don't need that the Machshav alone should make it royal, should make it Mekabel Tumah to be called royal Mekabel Tumah. Even if you have to fix it up, like the Ur, that you have to ma'abed it, that would also make it royal Mekabel Tumah. It would be not like the Netziv that says a Stafka by Ur that way. Chaim is saying it by Beged also, like the other Mefarshim. Halkoponim, it wouldn't be a raya from this Gemara that a beggar that's less than Gimel al Gimel, Machshava helps. So Elam, if it's just Stam a cloth less than Gimel al Gimel, Machshava wouldn't help. But since it's such a thing as a beggar Shalem, which there is Matami less than Gimel al Gimel, and you can make this into a beggar Shalem, so Lefi the Rambam, that alone would make it royal Lekabel Tumah. And now let's go further in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Einaton Kibas Alamokam Hadam. You don't have to wash the entire beged. You just have to wash where the dam is. V'davashu royal l'kabel tumah. The Gemara says that's stomach Rabbi Yehuda. You don't need it. Should actually be makabel tumah. As long as it could be makabel tumah, like we said, according to Rashi and Tais with Machshava, according to the Ram, even al yedei Maisa. But royal l'kibus. And also, it has to be royal l'kibus. The Gemara says, lafuki akeli. It's not a hard utensil of wooden or metal keli. The Gemara's lashon is the bar grey dehu. You can't wash it. You could scrape it off. Now, the Gemara then brings a brisa. The Mishnah said, Echad beged v'echad sak v'echad ar tu'unim kibus. If it's a cloth, a garment, or a sack made from sack material, or a leather, tu'unim kibus. La kibus u'makam kaidish. The Gemara de style about ar, we'll get into subsequently in this year, about ar, if an ar is a bar kibus. But the Gemara's brisa says, in the machlokes, if an ar needs kibus, the Gemara brings a brisa, a beged v'asak mechabsa, ya kli v'ar megaroi, a chayrim oimrim, a beged v'asak v'ar mechabsa, ya kli megaroi. So the Gemara's mashman is a chiv to go and scrape off the blood. And there's a shayla in the achrenim, whether that's a chiv d'raisa. And so Asemis, for instance, he says, it's mashma the Gemara Nemdan, that just like there's a din kibus by begadim, there's a din greira by things that aren't royal kibus. You have to scrape off the blood. And as if the thing could be washed, then you wash it. If it's not something which you could wash, what you do is you scrape it off, so then you have a chiv to scrape it off. So the Asemis is bothered, where did the Gemara get it from? The pasuk says techades. That means that it's royal lekibus. Where do you get greira from? I mean, if it goes onto a kli which is not royal lekabel tumma, or ar atchaloi hovshat, there's no din of greira. The Gemara never mentions greira in that case. The Gemara is talking about a kli, or an ar, let's say an ar kasha, we'll see in the Gemara, something which is not royal lekibus, but it's a kli which is royal lekabel tumma. There the Gemara mentions the din of greira. You have to scrape off the blood. But where's the Gemara get it from? If actually means like this, if there's a din that dam chatas can't remain on anything, so that would be the din greira. But it's not true. If it goes on something which is not a beged, and not dumya the beged, that's royal lekabel tumah, so there's no din. You can keep the dam chatas there. So there it says the chaves, which sounds like we're dealing with something which is royal lekibus. So mehechetes, if it's not royal lekibus, you still have to do greira. So the Karinari ends on that there really is no din greira. Not sure how he learns the Gemara says greira. The Rambam also passes that way. The Mechaskinach also ends that on. The vice is what's bothering them, I think, is the Svasemis is Kasha. You can't make up a new din greira. They don't think the Gemara is saying an ayah din greira. So the Mechaskinach says, I was saying, there's no din greira in the Azara. The Chabdei says, Mokim Kaddish. But greira, the Gemara says, to scrape it off, you scrape it off wherever you want. And the Karinari says, no, you do have to scrape it off in Nazareth. But he says, in Chisantetam. He says, because by kibus, the fact that there's a din kibus, that passels the dam. So the dam is passel. So now you have a din kibus, so the dam is passel, because of the din kibus. And now the din kibus, God is a din, exerts a kasa, but Mokim Kaddish has to be in Nazareth. But greira, the carinari is lemming on, there's no such din. So ay bazai, the dam is kosher. Just like when nishbach ala ritzvah, once it's niskabel bukli and it's nishbach ala ritzvah, the dam is still kosher. It's like the carinari, you're not allowed to bring kosher a dam out of the azara and passel the dam. So merely you have to do the greira in the azara. But the carinari and the milchaskinach are both lemming on, there's no din deraisa of greira bechlal. Stam greira, as I state, and the chayyah that would apply. I'm not sure why wouldn't also apply to our actually hufshat, or to a beggar which is not makabel tumah or kedaima. But the pashtus is mashmat. There is a din deraisa of greira. That's an avnei nezer kufnan zayin emzon, and the mekar baruch chelik aleph siman yadalid. At some echazal understood that a zayvi a beggar that's makabel tumah, there's a din kibus. If there's no kibus, in other words, the din is that anything which is makabel tumah, royal makabel tumah, the din is, you have to get rid of the dam. If the Torah says the chabes, because the Torah is talking specifically about a beged, and a beged, you need kibus. But if we're talking about a kli which doesn't need kibus, so you'd have the same halacha to remove the dam in the way it gets removed from the kli. That's what the Gemara understood, and greira is mamash, it didn't deraisa like kibus. Now, the Mishnah goes vaita. Va'kibus v'makam kadosh, the din is the kibus has to be in the azara. U'shviris kli cheres v'makam kadosh. And let's say you cook a chatas in a kli cheres, the din is you have to break it, you have to break it v'makam kadosh, you have to break it in the azara. U'mriku u'shtifu b'kli necheshes v'makam kadosh. And there's a din that if you cook the chatas in a kli nechayshis, so then umarei kashuta famayim, you wash it out, you kasher it, and that's also b'makom kadosh. We'll get more to these inyanim of the shviru of a kli chayres by a chatas and mariko shtifa b'kli nechayshis in the hemshach of the perek. Just one aura for now. The Mishnah fears ice, zeh chaymer b'chatas mikotshei kadoshim. This is a chaymer in chatas more than any other kadosh kadoshim. And Rashi says, akibus koi. In other words, the Mishnah mentioned the din of kibus and discussed a lot of halachas of kibus. And at the end of the Mishnah, agav grora to the din of the kibus has to be makam kadosh, it mentioned that the shviris kli chayres and riku shtifa b'klina chayshas has to be makam kadosh. And then it says, zeh chaymer b'chatas mishar kotshei kadoshim. And Rashi says it's only going on kibbutz, because the next Mishnah, on Daf Tzadik Heyim and Beis, Echad says, Echad kachi kachim, Echad kachim, tunim riku shtifam. So everything needs riku shtifam, not only kachi kachim, even kachim kam needs riku shtifam. So, and Rashi assumes who then shvir by kli chayres would apply to all kachim. Because the reason for the shvir is because the bliyas become nicer, and if the bliyas become nicer, so now you're not allowed to use it again. So Zeh Chaymer is going back just to the beginning of the Mishnah, to the din of Kibbutz. Kibbutz Begadim is only by Chatas. There's no other carbon which if the dam goes on a beggar, there's a din of Kibbutz. But the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnah is here, and in the next Mishnah, and also the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah, holds not that way. Holds that the din of Shvira is also only by Chatas. The Mishnah there says that Echa Kachim Kalam Echa Kachim Kadashim B'Merika U'Shtifa. Merika and Shtifa is a din by all Kachim. But Shvir by Kli Cheres, that's Tafka a din by Chatas. By other Kachim, even Kli Cheres is a din of Merika U'Shtifa. And that's a little more meduyik in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said two dinim. The Mishnah also talked about Shvir by Kli Cheres. So the Rambam says that the Mishnah is going on, the Zeh Chaymer is going on Shvir by Kli Cheres as well. And the Chayinim are bothered like this. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Lamed and the end of Masechtas Avodah Zarah that HaTorah Idal Kli Cheres She'ena Yaitzim Idei Daif La'ilam She'nem Kli Cheres She'evushu Ba'yishaver. The Gemara brings a Raya from the Pasuk that Kli Cheres, it doesn't work to Kashrut. No matter how much you Kashrut, there's still going to be Blias left. Because the Torah says, if you cook with a kli chatas, you have to break it. So, we'll discuss a little bit later. What's the raya that has to do with the blius? Maybe there's exeris a kasa of shvira, but al kapanim, the Gemara is naming on, Tais, that's the kasha. The Gemara is naming on that the shvira is also the blius, as the raya the blius stay in. So, fextif the kasha, so how could it be the halacha, according to the Rambam, the halacha is that by other kachi kachim and kachim kalim, even Kli Cheres is good enough for Riku Shtifa. The whole point why you need Shvira is because Riku Shtifa doesn't work. Because I tell you the Kli Cheres, that is the chilek. That's the pshat that by Kli Cheres is Shvira and Kli Cheres is Riku Shtifa. Taiz answers that kasha and he says that since you see Riku Shtifa work by Kli Cheres, the only chilek is because Kli Cheres it gets it all out and Kli Cheres it stays in. So how could it be that by other kachim, Mariku Shtifa work, the bliyas stay in? My pal of the Rambam. So, the few malchim that I saw in the Achreinim. A lot of Achreinim speak about this kasha. The same kadashim here says that the pshat is Mariku Shtifa work not to take out absolutely everything. There's still a mashu who left. But enough to take out that anything you're going to cook later is going to have a shir bittel. So it's not going to be a problem, really, to do Mariku Shtifa in a Kli Cheres, because only a Mashu remains. A Mashu will zicha remain, but only a Mashu. So the Gemara in Pesachim and Avodah Zarah, we're talking about Chametz Pesach or Yayin Nesach, where there there's an Issa Mashu, so there the Kli Cheres is not going to help Agala. But for Kachim, where there's no Issa Mashu, becomes Batal B'Shishim like everything else, is a male, a Mariku Shtifa would work. Just Chatas is Xeris Akasav, the Torah is Makbid, even on a Mashu. And you can't say it all comes out, because then why would a Kli Cheres be different than Kli Nechayshis? Elamai, a Mashu stays. A Mashu, that, By chatas, the Torah is saying is exerus akas of yishav, and not by anything else. Everything else, if it's just the mashu, it's fine. So why is the Gemara bring it to tell you that klicheres he can't do agola? Nafka b'yayinesach chachamis v'pesach. What it is a mashu. That's what it says in the Tzayin Kadashim here. And this will shver, because lechayer the din of klicheres it doesn't help agola is not only b'yayinesach chachamis v'pesach. It's lechayer by only surim. It's left more than a mashu. A bissel shver is saying gadashim. The crazy place, Yeridei Simon Tzadik Gimel, says like this. You find there's a concept in Yeridei called not by not. Noisim tam by noisim tam. The halacha is like this. Let's say you cook a part of the thing in a flay sugar pot. So that's called noisim tam by noisim tam. And now the part of the thing you cooked in a flay sugar pot does not become fleishes. You're allowed to eat it with milk. We pass in cooking is worse. Won't get into that. According to the Mechaber, it's that way. If you cook milk in a fleishugah pot, that asses it. Then it's aser. If you cook treif in a pot, and then you cook a kosher of food, so it asses. But if you cook fleishes in a pot, and then you cook a parva food, that's mutter. Why? Because if it's already aser, then even Nisan Tam by Nisan Tam, which is called a Tam Kolosh, it's called a weak Tam, it doesn't become Aser. So if it's already Aser, then even a weak Tam asses it. But if it's not Aser yet, you have Fleishik, Smutter, it's kosher food, and you cook Parav in it. Now what comes out of the pot already is called a weaker Tam. A weaker Tam, which is not by not the Hetera, it can't be Chal Nisar anymore on this. You mix it with milk, it won't become usr. So if you cook milk in it, it becomes usr right away. But if you cook parav in it, if it was treif metchila, so it doesn't matter that it's a weak tam, an asis. But if you cook parav and it was kosher metchila, even though it's meat, it's a weak tam, and now it can't be chal nisr. So the chatas that you're cooking, the chatas in the azar, and the din is a klicheres, you have to break the pot, and the klinecheshes, you have to wash it out, the violet's mutter. But when you leave it over, then it becomes iser, and then it can aser, then it becomes treif, it becomes nicer, it becomes aser. Zakt the kvesi uplesi, but if you kasher a kli cheres, ain't a chenami. It's any yetzimei daifu loilam. And he says more than the same kadashim. It's not even iser mashu. But the pshan is it becomes weak, it becomes a tam kolosh. So if you have a kli cheres where you cooked iser, so even a tam kolish by an issa can aser. So a melo, you kasher a kli cheres that you cooked iser, it doesn't work. It becomes a tam kolish. A tam kolish is also aser. There's no heter of not by not once it's aser. But let's say you would cook flesh of slamashal in a kli cheres, and then you'd kasher it. So enich and ami would still be left. It'll be a tam kolish. And now a tam kolish, it wouldn't become aser anymore. Now you cook milk in the pot, it'll be fine after you kashered it. Because now you made it mutter, you made it tam kolosh while it was still mutter, now it can't become aser anymore. So that's why Mariku Shtifa works by Shai Kotchim. The violet's a teirubola. So it makes it a tam kolosh, now it becomes nicer, it can't become aser anymore. Smashenkin chatas, din is exerus a cause of yishav, that the Torah is makbet even on the tam kolosh. So that much you do see from chatas. It's any yitzim they die for loylam, because al kapana may have to say a tam kolosh remains. If no tam remains, so then you wouldn't say yeshaver. So that much you see that a tam remains, but a tam kolosh. So good that the gemara can be medayik that a tray for food hagala wouldn't work, because by tray for food once it's tray for ready, even a tam kolosh asers. But by other kachim hagala works, because since it's a terrible and it's still mutter, it's maklish the tam, and now it can't be chal nisr, like not but not. And that by a chatas, you have to break it, is exeris akasas, by chatas, the chayim of a chatas is, the ter is makbet even on a tam kolosh. That's the crazy places, teretz. The chavetz das and simet tzadik gimel says, I think, a more pasha the teretz. The oilam will say that a kli cheres, hagalah doesn't work at all. Doesn't happen. There's nothing happens by a goal. So you have a kasha. Why does Mariku Shtifa work by Klicheres, by other kachim? It's like the Chavis, that's Pashit. First of all, What are you going to use the bat for? To cook the next kachim. To cook vayta, to cook meat. Oh, that's min b'minay. Min b'minay is b'raiv. I think he says, you also don't say aim about nis l'chadchila, because it's not kavanasa l'vatel. I mean, we're dealing with their isis. Could be the whole din of aim about nis l'chadchila is not their isa. Maybe the word is because it's not kavanasa l'vatel. But there's nothing wrong with using a pad which has nicer blias in it. If you're doing it with minay, min b'minay is b'raiv. And he says, a chiddush, if you hold tamkik is the rabbanon, even mishenay minay, it'll be mutter. Aye, but kachim, there's a din, tamkik is the raisa, because by kachim you have the din, ashayigu b'sari yikdash, that by kachim is din, tamkik is the raisa. So agdechav is das, that's only when it comes directly from the kachim. Mashenkin, when it comes to a keli, that's a separate chiddush. You need a separate pasuk, just like the ones who hold tamkik of the raisa, they need a separate pasuk of gulei nachrim, they need a separate pasuk of kli minyan, that the Torah said to kashirem, otherwise tamkik wouldn't dasa by a keli. So if you hold tamkik is the rabbanon, you say kli minyan is chiddushu, you don't learn that from kli minyan. So even by kachim, the tamkik that's the raisa is dafka when it comes straight from the kachim, not when it comes from the vat. But al-kabonim inemzon, this is not a problem of using the pad for other kachim, even if it has chayfa blias midiraisa, beruba batal, nimba mina is batal beruba. And even mishayna mina, tam kik is the rabbana. Now there's exeris akasav. It's like, even if you don't want to use the pad, it's exeris akasav, you have to break the pad. That exeris akasav, it's not the pshat that you're breaking the pad because you can't use it because it will chayfa up anything you use. That's not the vote. It doesn't chayfa it up. In fact, you wait for the next day, it's nice and time of gam, it's ain't a ben yomai. That's zuchem what to me, their isa. Me, their bonon is exera, a ben yomai, it ain't a ben yomai. So what's the din of shir? Shir is exera sakasub. But that much, like we said, that much of Gemara saw, that since klina chayshis works miku shtifa, and klina chayshis needs shir, so the exera sakasub really is just to get rid of the blius. If you got rid of the blius, there'll be no such exera sakasub. It's mainly you see from the pasuk, you can't get rid of the blius. But you have a kasha, why don't you need shvir by shar kachim? You can't get rid of the blias? Avada mi derabanan, you wouldn't be able to use the pad even by shar kachim. It's a kli cheres, it's any yitzim v'daifel olam. Avada! So the din mi derabanan, when you won't need shvir, is when you don't want to use the pad altogether. By chatas is a din dafka to break the pad, tishavim amakim kodesh. By other kachim, there's no din to break the vat. There's a din riku shtifa. Even though blius will remain. I have a kasha, if blius remain, how could you use the pat? So midiraisa could use it because it's ain ben yaymai, because you're doing it min b'mina b'rubay batal. Midiraisa is not a problem. And midirabana mechatesi, you want to use it. By chatas, even if you don't want to use it again, it's a halacha dafka to be shavus, a mitzvah sasei to break the path. By other kachim, you don't have that mitzvah. That's the chavus das mahalach in Siman Tzad the Gimel and Yeridaya. And now let's see the next sugya. The sugya of Ara particularly adds its negei to Hilcha Shabbos. The Gemara starts off with a stira from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Shabbos. Our Mishnah says that by the Ara there is a din kibbutz. So Vaistois is considered kibbutz, it's considered asher techabes. And the Mishnah in Shabbos says, in regard to a car of the keses, a mattress or a cushion, that if it has a dirt on it, you wipe it off with a cloth, but if it's a leather one, it shall art, you let it put water on it until the dirt is gone. So it sounds like you let it wash art. Vaistois is not considered kibbutz. So how does it shtim? So first the Abaye wanted to say that it's a machalikas rabbanim and acher. This taka mafurish machloikis legabe damchatas that the rabbanon say there's no din kibbutz by ar, the ar is megaroi, and acherim say there is a din kibbutz by ar, and ar is mechapsai. But Rava says that alone doesn't shtim because zikha ar is a din kibbutz. It's a mafurish basik by beged amenuga by beged ashsiya eriv a kolar shetachabes that says cloth and ar is a bar kibbutz. So Rava made a chilah between rakin and kashin. If the R is rach, if it's soft leather, pliable leather, so then for sure it's a bar kibbutz. That's a mafurish pasuk. Now what's the machlekes rabbanim and acherim? The machlekes rabbanim and acherim is, if it's hard leather, unpliable leather, kashin, So there's a machlokes. Does that need kibbutz or not? Is that called nevar kibbutz? Rav had a problem with this, that the Mishnah and Shabbos that we started off with, that the kar v'kesis, the mattress and the pillow, it says by the ar, by the beged, if it's cloth, you could just wipe it with a cloth, but you can't put water on it. By ar, you could put water on it. Obviously, a mattress or a pillow is going to be soft leather. It's not going to be hard leather. So if I do what's pshat in that Mishnah that says that you could pour water on the dirt, on the kar v'kesis of ar, that has to be told by Rachin, and Rachin's a mefurish pasuk that it's a bar kibbutz. So Rava says he is saying, "Kol kibbutz the less me kiskus leish me kibbutz." If the kibbutz doesn't have, you're not rubbing it one side on the other side. Rashi explains, you're not rubbing it one side on the other side. That's not called kibbutz b'chlal. Pouring water on something is not called kibbutz. You have to rub one side on the other side. You have to meshavshif it. A gazinta rubbing. How come by a beged it's asur? By a beged, something more than you say, shiasazu kibbutzai. There, you don't need any rubbing. Pouring water by a beged is called kibbutz. We'll speak about that a little bit at the end of the shir, the kusugis and Shabbos. But negeya to ayr, kum dais, lamaskana. A arach, there is kibbutz, but kibbutz is only in a case where you meshavshiv it together. When you do kiskus, you meshavshif one side on the other side. That's the only case where it's called kibbutz. Otherwise, there's no kibbutz. And by ar kasha, even when you're doing a gezunta rubbing, then it's a machlokes. The rabbanim hold by ar kasha, there's no kibbutz b'chlal. Since they hold that by dam chatas, it's megaroi. By ar kasha, there's no kibbutz b'chlal. So you'd be allowed to wash it on Shabbos. And achayim hold, even by ar kasha, there's kibbutz. But that's what kumdais. And the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan. So if you're going to pass like the Rabbanan, that by Ar Kasha, the Dim by Dam Chatas is to be Megarit, so it should come out in Hilchas Shabbos two big Chedushim. One is that by Ar Kasha is Bechlal Nat Shayach Kibbutz. You're allowed to wash Ar Kasha no matter how you wash it. Has a Dim like dishes or whatever it is, you're allowed to wash it, you're allowed to scrub it. And by Ar Ach, Rav said he said, Kol kibbutz the less be kiskus lav shmei kibbutz. By arach the din is it has to be rubbed. It has to be mishavshif etzad zelze. And that's what smashman p'sak and shulchan arach and simon shem beisiv tes. The shulchan arach says mutalite mayim lagabi minol shachshachay. You'll add a pour water on the minol to wash off the dirt by pouring water. Aval akabsay and the shulchan arach explains da'ine shemishavshif tzidei zelze, which is Rashi pshat in lekaskusay aser. Beged, then it's aser, afil l'shachshchei d'zeu kibbutzai. But ar, it's only dafka by kiskus. So that's what you come out of l'ocha l'maisa, that ar kasha is mutta everything, and arach is only aser if you're doing kiskus. Already the panim me'ira seifin art, and the biar l'ocha and simin shin beis, are oimid that the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam don't seem to hold this way. The Rif and the Rosh at the end of Perek Toilin and Shabbos bring down the last part of the sugya. They bring down that it says Darish Rava Mutal Lechabes Minol b'Shabbos. Rava says you'll add a wash a minol. So our Papa asked Rava V'Amar Abchiya Barashi Zim Segin Avkin the Kamed Rav Shich Shachay Masane B'Maya Shich Shachin Avokibus Loi. Mash Minol to wash a minol because he only was Meshachshech. He didn't wash it. Meshachshech means just to pour the water on it. It was a mistake. Shikshuch, pouring the water on it is mutter, but kibbutz is aser. So the two things that the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam left out. One thing is that they didn't make any chilik between Rach and Kasha. The Rif and the Rosh just brought down this memra that shikshuch mutter kibbutz aser. And the Rambam also says, in Perich of Beis, Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Yudches, that you could put water on a minol or a sandal, but you can't be mechabes. Like the Chavetz Chaim Be'alacha in Simen Shin Beis points out, sandal, minol is usually rach, sandal is usually kasha. So why didn't the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam make a chilah between rach and kasha? That's one kasha. So on the Rif and the Rosh, maybe you can answer because they're passing like Acherim. Because Bamis in the Shiltis, Rabbi Chaya Goyin, in Parashas Mitzrayim, Mitzvah Peches, Shilta Peches, he says we pass like a chayim, and his raya is, because Rava said, Mutal l'chabes minol b'shabes, and they asked him, Makasha ay shich shichin kibas no. So Rava should have answered, I mean kasha. Why didn't Rava say that he means kasha? So his psak would have been good. Why does he have to say, Dvarim shemaiti toysem biyadi? He should have said that my psak would be correct by kasha. Elam ay? That was a pshat in the toysem biyadi, that even kasha is asur. And that's what the Shulta says, we paskin like a chayim. So kubi, doesn't lain that you have a kasha. Why didn't the Riv and the Rosh be Mechalotin, Rach and Kasha? Maybe you can answer, because they hold like the Shiltis. At the Shiltis, Paschal's like a Cherim, that holds it even Kasha Shayach Kibus. But on the Rambam, it's Shver, because we said, the Rambam and Ilchus Meister Kabbanis, Paschal's like the Rabbanan, that by our Kasha, is Gairai. And in Ilchus Shabbos, he doesn't make a Chilotin, Rach and Kasha, Lagabi Kibus, like a Mishnah, when he asked the Kasha. Another Kasha, on the Riv, Rosh, and the Rambam is, that they don't bring down the Memra of Rava. Rava says a Memra. Kol kibus to lesbe kiskus lo shemei kibus. If a kibus doesn't have kiskus, it's lo shemei kibus. They never bring it down. They bring down the din that it now to be mechabes a minol. And they don't bring down this din that if it's lesbe kiskus lo shemei kibus. So zakta bi halacha, the emes is the last part of the Gemara is very shver. Why did Rava say, Darish Rava Mutal Lechabes Minul B'Shabes? Why? Why does he hold it's Mutal Lechabes Minul B'Shabes? So, according to what's Mavur, Rashi, and Perik Neitel, and the Ran, the ones that Lamaisa make the Chiluti Rach and Kasha. So, Al Karchak Agamara must be talking about Rach. You're going to have to say Lechaira, that Rava, this was before Rava said his Chiddish, that there's a Mavurish of Pasuk that says, that there's a mafurish apostle that says there is kibus by Arach, and say that Rava made a mistake. Rava thought there was no kibus by Arach. But that, the Rambam, and the Riff, the Rosh, they held it wasn't a mistabra. The Gemara had a half a minute before, Ha'achem Ha'rabanan, that according to the Rabbanan, there's no kibus by Arach. But the Rava said before that the pasuk is not the way. It's not mistabra that's a pshat in this Gemara. So Elamai, this Gemara is saying, even by our kasha, this kibus. And why is it kibus? Because min Rabbanan this kibus. And who and din, from this Gemara, you see, vipalt is a new din, min Rabbanan this kibus, even by our kasha is really not so shayach kiskus. Kiskus Rashi says it means that you mashav shet tzidei al tzidei. You can't really do that by our kasha. So basically, this isn't the Rabbanan applies even without kiskus. So that's how the Riff and the Rosh and the Ram learn the maskana. Lagamid it din der of kibus, so there, only by rachashayach kibus. By kashitz and machloikis echeim in der abonan. And ken zain, kol kibus, the lesbe kiskus leishime kibus. But lagamid, the psak halachal lamaisa by Shabbos mid der abonan, that's what the Rav has said, dvarim shemaiti toysem biyadi. Shikshuch muta kibus aser, shikshuch means just pouring water on it. Any type of kibus, even if it's not kiskus, it's also aser. But there are banan alkopanim. And also there's no chilek rach in kasha. So that's it. The Bialacha says it should be machmir this way, because he thinks this is the chari pasha taich and the riff rosh and the rambam, even the shulchan aruch is not machmir that way. And the ran and rashi and perik night will say, Kloim, there's no kibus by kasha. But we should be machmir, there is kibus by kasha, and even without kiskus, because that's abshad and the riff rosh and the rambam. But Franzok did the Shiltas taka paskas like a chayim. So according to the Shiltas, it's an isa deraisa by kasha. So Meili's machmir. He brings it afterwards, he saw the Hamak Shela, he says, come out the same shtickle. The Hamak Shela of Emerson says another shtickle also. The Hamak Shela in Itziv, he tainas in the Rambam, it's a little shver to say this. Because the Rambam should have made a chilik by Hilchus Shabbos between Rach and Kasha legabe deraisas. The Rambam, when he's talking about the Malacha Deraisa Malabain in Perik Tes, he doesn't say anything. He talks, he says, Akibus is a told of Malabain, he's not Mechalik between Beged and Ur. He doesn't say anything. The Rambam in Perik of Beis, when he's really talking about the Rabbanans, there he makes this chilik, that by Beged, Ashiosa Zeru Kibusai, And there he says that by Ar you could put water on it, but you can't be mechades. So if he held that midaraisa, there is a chilul between Ar, between Rach and Kasha, so he should in Perek Tes said that by Rach he chayev v'chatas, and by Kasha it's part of Rav Elazar. So the Shildas wants to taina that the Maskonis HaGemara by the Darish Rav Ahad Ukum Rav Meiri Allah is that there's a chilek between the din kibbutz legabe dam chatas and the din kibbutz legabe Shabbos. The Gemara the whole time is nending under the same. And that's why the Gemara held that the machlokes achayim and the rabbanon, if this kibbutz by Ar, that's kasha, the machlokes achayim and the rabbanon legabe dam chatas, who then legabe Shabbos. But the Gemara's maskana is not that way. The Gemara's maskana is that there's an Isidei Isa of Kibbutz Ar, even Kasha, even according to the Rabban, and even Lagabe Shabbos. So he says, so Kumdas Ladina, the Rambam and the Shiltas hold the same thing. They both hold that the Maskanah Segemar is that there's an Isidei Isa of Kibbutz even by Ar Kasha. The Shiltas says, because we pass him like a Chayim, and the Rambam holds, no, we don't pass him like a Chayim, but the Maskanah is the Chiltin Shabbos and Dam Chatos. But I'll go upon him. That much they're both saying the same shtickle, that the Maskanas HaGemara that says, how the Ukir Rav Amayrele, the Dvarim Shemaiti Toyi Simbiyodi, didn't make a Chulti Rach and Kasha, that's to tell you that even Kasha is an Issa Kibbutz, whether you say it's an Issa Derabanan, whether you say it's an Issa Deraisa, whether you say it's because we pass like a Chayim, it's an Issa Deraisa, or we say because there's a Chilik between Shabbos and Dam Chatos l'maskana, but upon him stated in the Gemara that even Kash is also like the maskana of the Bialacha. Now, Mekitz and Nimrats on the sugi of Beget Shios Azor Kibusai Tziduam Taizim Masech the Shabbos on Kufir Alpha Mabez at the end of Perek Shmei Neshratzim speaks about it. Machoikis Yishainim, if Shios Azor Kibusai is dafka when there is dirt on the Beget, so now you put the beged in water, when there's dirt on the beged, the dirt comes off. But let's say there's no dirt on the beged b'chlal. So then, there's no dinner shiasaseu kibusai. And a lot of rayas who shine and bring to this, it says that Anida, if her begad matame, so she could go and be taival herself in the water, and memela, the begad with her clothing on, and memela, the begad will also become tar. It's is it to be taival kalim? But if she does it, agav herself, it's mutta. Shal is wise in the nisif kibus. Also, it says, you're allowed to dry your hands on the towel. Why aren't you washing the towel? So some rishayim bring a raya that it only shiyasas kibusi when there is dirt on the beggar. Otherwise, you're allowed to pour water on a beggar. There's no kibus if there's no dirt. Al kapanim is no kibus by just pouring water on the beggar. And other rishayim say, no, shiyasas kibusi is even if there's no dirt on the beggar. And that you find that the nida could go into the mikveh with the begadim, and you could dry your hands in a towel, the answer to Rishenim give is, it's derech lichluch. You're doing it derech lichluch. That's making the begad dirty. If you put water on the begad in a way that makes it dirty, then it's not called kibbutz. Mashenkin, even if the begad has no stains and it has no dirt on it, and you pour water on it, but not in a way that makes it dirty, that's called cleaning the begad. There's also a shtickle shayla nachreinim. When the Rosh at the end of Shmei Neshratzim says the shita that it has to be dirt on the beggar, he says, well, even if the beggar needs freshening up, it's hushchar ksas, it's a little blackish, but there's no actual stain or dirt on it, then you don't say shiasa seu kibuse. In other words, there, if you go and wash the beggar, of course it'll be awesome. There's no actual dirt, but it needs freshening up. Mashenkin, stop pouring water without anything else, that's not a kibbutz b'chlal. So the shayla is the other way. The Rishonim that holds shiasizu kibbutzai, even when there's no lichluch. So Rav Nezer says, that would only mean that the beged l'maisa needs some washing. Let's say the beged was just washed, freshly washed beged, straight from the washing machine. How could anything be called kibbutz? It's as mechubbutz as it could get. As I am bishul acha bishul and kibbutz acha kibbutz. So he would say that avada the whole machlekes is just the beggar needs washing. Shailas, does it have to be actual lichluch on an actual dirt, a stain, a lishlishis like the Gemara says here? Then you have a machlekes. If there's actual dirt, that's zicha. That's for sure that shiasazu kibbutz. That's what the Gemara says. Let's say there's no actual dirt, but the beggar could use some washing. and you didn't really wash it, you just poured water on it, so we have a machlokes. But the beged is mamish clean, it can't use any washing, so where's the kibbutz? But he says, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that even if the beged is matzil b'yesu, he says, even if it's mamish freshly cleaned, shiny, squeaky clean, there's still the neshiasu kibbutzai. He says it's a pella. First of all, yadati minayin lo, where do you get it from? And what's the story for it? A malacha always tuzayf something. What's pouring water on a beged that's completely, totally, freshly laundered and clean? What's a tuzayf? Takavei shver. Sounds like it should be like the Avdenezer. He says it's not a kasha from the fact that the Rishayim discuss the different cases, like pouring water on a beggar that caught fire. The Rishayim say, if you're Shiyasazu Kibusa, you can't pour water on a beggar that caught fire. Or other cases, like using a beggar as a sieve for water in a case where it's not bayer. You could say that stama beggar that's lying around, but derech klal could use a little kibus, could use a little freshening. But if it's a freshly laundered beggar, he would think there's no Shiyasazu Kibusa. Kobanim, there's an arichus about the sugya, but it's more for Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and other places.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror HaMeklamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.